Yeah, Betty, Jay Edie's on the line from Seattle, and Betty, we appreciate you hanging on here. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about this story? You went to the doctor, I guess, to, what would you say, reinforce the story or find out why they didn't tell you about it? They just didn't. How did you know you had the near-death experience other than, and then you remember it, of course, but, I mean, did anybody at the hospital ever verify that you had died?
Not at the time that it happened. The doctors and the nurses seemed to want to keep something from me, and I certainly wanted to keep from them what I had experienced, and we just didn't talk about it. Then 5 years later, I went back to the doctor's office, and I told him that I needed to tell him what happened, and I told him, and then he told me that, yes, that I had complications. But, you see, I really did not need confirmation from him. I knew what happened to me, not because it was more vivid than life, than the conscious state. It is something that is very difficult to describe. Unless you've experienced it, you would not appreciate it.
You do a good job in the book, and that's one reason I haven't asked you to go into great detail about it here on the air, is that you do such a great job in this book of describing it. It just leaps out of the pages. We have John on the line, Betty. He lives in Bedford, Oregon, and he's had a near-death experience as well. Is that right, John?
Well, I'm not sure if this qualifies, but I'd at least like to talk about it just for a minute, if you don't mind. When I remember when I was about 10 years old, I don't know, maybe I had been watching a John Wayne movie or something, and I went to sleep, and I was having a dream, and in the dream I woke up, and there was no one in my house, and I was walking around and feeling fearful, and I looked out the window, and I could see these soldiers marching up toward the house, and so I got really scared. I climbed up in the attic. We lived in an old ranch house in California, and I climbed up in the attic, and I could hear the soldiers rummaging through my house, and I could hear one coming up the attic stairs and opening the attic door, and the light kind of shined on me, and at that moment he raised his gun, and I saw the muzzle flash, and you know, like I said, I was only 10 years old, and the next thing I remember was I wasn't aware of my body. I had no awareness of my body, and I was just kind of drifting, like in this darkness, and I was drifting toward this light, and as I would move toward the light, I would begin to get this sense of fear, and the minute I would become scared, I would stop.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll compare that with how Betty and her experience when we get back. Thanks, John, for listening. Stay tuned on the radio. We'll talk about it. I'm Jerry Pippin.